Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. I'm sure you remember that there are four kinds of shomrim. There's a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is a person who doesn't get paid for his shmira. Basically, the shomer chinam is doing the person a favor. The Torah says that a shomer chinam would only be chayiv if he was outright negligent. That means peshia. Then there's a shomer sacher. Shomer sacher gets paid for watching something. So it's not a total favor. You gain and the owner gains. The shomer sacher is not only chayiv if he's negligent, but he's also chayiv if it's stolen or lost. As long as it wasn't an oinus, as long as it wasn't something that happened totally out of his control. Then there's a shayil. A shayil is someone who borrows something. I borrow your bicycle, or I borrow your behemoth, and I don't pay you anything. So here it's a total favor to the shomer. So in addition to being chayiv on peshia and on geneva v'aveda, the shayil is also chayiv on oinus. A shayil would not be chayiv if it's meisa machas malacha. That means he uses the animal in a normal way. After all, he borrowed it to use it, and something goes wrong. Like the animal dies in the middle of working with it in a normal way. The fourth shomer is a seicher. A seicher means he rents the item. And here there's a machlokes whether he has a din of a shomer chinam or a shomer sacher. Okay, so let's talk practical. I have a bicycle. I ask my friend Shimon to watch the bicycle for me. I come back. Hi, where's my bike? Sorry, it's lost. It was stolen. Too bad, says Shimon. I'm a shomer chinam. I'm potter. Well, I'm going to say, wait, hold it. Reb Shimon, hold it 1 second. You're going to have to swear. I'm going to have to swear? Yeah, on 3 things. If you want to be potter, you're going to have to swear on 3 things. You're going to have to swear that you were not a pasheya. You didn't just leave it open, totally unlocked or something like that. You're going to have to swear that you were not shaleach yad. That means you didn't use it yourself. Because the din is, if a shomer, besides for a shayel or a seicher, because a shayel borrows it to use it. The owner knows that. And of course, the same is true for someone who rents it. But a shomer chinam or a shomer sacher that uses the item automatically becomes like a gazlin. And therefore, he's chayiv even on oinus. So I need you to swear you were not shaleach yad. That means you didn't use it yourself. And the third shvuah is, swear that you don't have it. Who says it's missing? Maybe you just want the bike. What if the shomer doesn't want to swear? What if Shimon says, I don't want to swear these shvuahs? Oh, then he has to pay for it. So with that in mind, let's see our Mishnah. Hamafkid, someone deposited etzel chaveiroi by his friend, behema a behema. For example, a shar or a seh, a kalim, or various utensils. Here, please watch this for me. Then I come to pick it up, and he says, if a nignav was stolen, a shavdu, or was lost. Now, shilim, this shomer decides he'd rather pay for it, because he doesn't want to swear. V'lei ratza l'shava. He doesn't want to swear these 3 shvois. He'd rather pay than swear, even though he's swearing emes. Sharei amr, because the chachamim said, meaning they learned from the pasuk, that shomer chinam is shomer chinam, who watches something for nothing, who tainis that it was lost or stolen, nishba, he has to swear the shvos hashomrim, the 3 shvois that we described. He has to swear there was no peshia, he has to swear he didn't use it for himself, he has to swear that he doesn't have it. And a lot of people, al tzachumra, al tzira shemayim, they don't want to swear, even if it's true. They'd rather pay. So although Nishma could have sworn these 3 shvois of yoytza, and with that he would be yoytza, in other words, he wouldn't have to pay. He would leave his chiyuv of having to pay. But this man apparently is a big Yirei Shemayim. And he says, no, I'd rather pay than have to swear. Then Nimtza Aganav, we take a find Aganav. It's true, it's not a stolen. So we know Aganav pays kefil, he pays double. Zakta Mishnah Mishalim Tashlume kefil. The Ganav is going to have to pay kefil and sometimes even more. Tavach, if the Ganav shechted it, umacher, or sold it, mishalem tashlumei arba, he would have to pay 4 times the amount for a seh, the chemishen, 5 times the amount for an axe, because that's the din. If you steal a seh, and you shecht it or sell it, you pay 4 times the amount. If you steal a shar, and you shecht it or sell it, you pay 5 times the amount. But lemi mishalem, to whom is the Ganav going to pay? Zakt de Mishnah lemisha hapakadan etzloi, to the shomer, to the one who had the pakadan in his possession when it was stolen. Of course, the owner of the behemah is going to come running and say, wait a second, I should get the double, or I should get the 4 or 5 times the amount. It's my behemah. We say no. Because the shomer could have patterned himself, he could have sworn and that was it. He wouldn't have to pay a penny. But he didn't. So we're going to backtrack. We're going to say it's as if the Bailim said to the Shomer at the time that they took achrayus on the animal, if it gets stolen, and instead you're going to want to pay me, even though you could swear, then let's say he gave him a cow, my cow that I gave you to watch is yours from now. Chazal understand that with this hana, that he doesn't burden the owner to go look for the ganef, which he could have done. He could have just made the shul and say, now it's your problem, you go find the ganef. We feel that the owner is so appreciative. He's so thankful. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I don't have this heartache now. That he's makne, it's as if he gave over the chayfetz retroactively to the shomer from the time he took it into his rishos. And that's where the Mishnah says that if the pekudin was stolen and the shomer wants to pay him, it's as if the pekudin was acquired retroactively from the time of Mashiach. And afterwards, when the ganef is found, the ganef pays the shomer, not the balabas. So again, lemi mishalem, to whom is the ganef going to pay? The kefil or the dalad, the hay in the case of the shar or the seh that was shechted or sold? Not to the owner, rather lemi shahapikadin etzloi, to the person that had possession of the pekadin at the time of the geneva. However, says the Mishnah Vayitrin Nishba, if the shomer said, no, I'm not going to pay, I'll swear it wasn't pesheya, I'll swear it wasn't shaleach yad, I didn't use it, I'll swear that I don't have it, I'm not just making up this story that it was stolen. But he doesn't want to pay. Really, that's his right. The Torah says he's potter. So nimtza ganef, but now if the ganef is found, mishalim tashlume kefil, the ganef is going to pay the double, or tavach umachar, or let's say it was a shor or a seh, and he shechted it or sold it, mishalim, the ganef is going to pay tashlume arbo v'chamisha, but lemi mishalim, to whom is he going to pay it? Lebal ha-pikadon. Not to the shomer, rather to the owner of the pikadon. You weren't so nice to the owner. Under these circumstances, he never intended to give it to you in case it was stolen. So therefore, it's the property of the owner. And if it's the property of the owner, then it was stolen from the owner. And if it was stolen from the owner gets the kefil and the dalad vehei. So what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if you deposit by your friend a behema or kalim and it was stolen or lost, and the owner, let's say it was a shaymechinam, says, really, I don't have to pay if it was stolen, but I don't want to swear, even if it's emes, and then the ganef is found, the ganef will pay kefil, or if it was a shor seh that was shechted or sold, he's going to pay four or five times the amount to the shomer. It's as if, under these circumstances, the owner gives it to the shomer and it was stolen from the shomer. We said that retroactively, when he gave it to him to watch, it's as if he gave it to him to keep. However, if the shomer says, and he has a right to do, says, not doing anything wrong, no, I'll swear whatever I have to swear, the three shvois, but I don't want to pay, it was geneva, I'm a shomer chinam am potter, okay, but if the ganef is found, we don't say it was stolen from you. We said it was stolen from the owner. The owner never intended to give it to you retroactively under these circumstances. And memela, to whom would the ganef pay the kefil of the dalad vehei? He would pay it to the owner of the pikadain.